The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis is discussing the din of Tosefes Shvius, and the Gemara is a havamina that you're going to get Malkus for doing Melacha during Tosefes Shvius. The Gemara says, Yochel Yolkal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, De'asim in Bichaj because of Tishbais. I would think you should get Malkus for doing Melacha on Tosefes Shvius, in other words, on the 30 days before Shnas HaShemitah. If you do Melacha during that time, you should get Malkus. Nasav Le'etamon Alev Futura, could have been the Meir Melkaban, and the Gemara ends up saying that you're Pater, that you do not get Malkus for the Melacha which is done before Rosh Hashanah. So it's important in the Gemara, there is a Hamina that if a person does Malacha on the Zman at Tosefes Shvius, there would be Malkus. Ritva over here asks a Shtaka Kasha, he says he doesn't understand what that Hamina would be. How could there be a Hamina that there's Malkus on Tosefes Shvius if the whole din of Tosefes Shvius is only an Asay, there is no Lav. Right? The din of Tosefes Shvius, you learn out from Becharish, Bekatzer, Tishbais, there's an Asay to be Shavis, but there's no Lav. So if there's no Lav, what would be the Hamina that there should be Malkus? The Lashon of the Ritva is like this. He says, "Bim Taimar, Heach like an al asay. What would be the Havamina that you're like an asay? There's no lav, it's only an asay." So he says, "The Kach Pirsh Rashi brings a Rashi. We don't have this Rashi that Yilka Malkus Midas Derabanan. What does it mean that there'd be a Havamina that you get Malkus Deraisa? It means Malkus Derabanan. There'd be a Havamina Midarabanan. Should be like, but Midaraisa, of course, there's no Havamina. You should get Malkus because there's no lav, it's only an asay, not only like an lav." That's how the Ritva learns. If you look in Taisus over here, Dibba Maschel Yochel Yolka, Taisus is Chalak. Taisus holds the Lefi the Hamani the Gemara, the Mamish mean Malkus Daraisa. So how can it be Malkus Daraisa if there's no Lav, only an essay? So he says, in time of Malkus, Menolan, Velo, Exhibit, the Sephis, Lav, Vela, Assay, Greater, Bechash, because of Tishvus. Ikilamema, the Bechash, because of Mafkinan, the Tzach, the Sephis. From Bechash, because if you learn, they need a Tesephis, Klemish, Ashvius, Maschelis, Mishana, Ashishis, that the Shmit year starts from the sixth year, Becholden, Shvius, Yel, Ashishis, and has a din of Shvius. Vachi, Kamrachmana, the Shvius, Maschelis, Kodim, Shna, Shvius, and Kain, Huke, Shvius. It's a gilui that the Shnas HaShemitah starts the year before, and Melech would have a din of Shvius, and therefore you would be like Taisus is saying there would be a Havina, you'd mamash get a Lav, there would be a Lav Daraisa and Malkus Daraisa because the Shnas HaShemitah starts earlier. So it's before there's a Machlekes, Rashi, and Taisus, Lefi the Havina, the Gemara, they'd get Malkus and Tosefes Shvius, is that Malkus Daraisa or Darabanan? And the question is, what's the Machlekes, what are they arguing about, and what's the Bir and Shitas HaTaisus that you would be like on Tosefes Shvius, if Lamaisa there is no Lav, the Lav is only written on Shvius Atzma, not on Tosefes Shvius. So Rabbi Tzal Zoltin, the Mishnah Siyavetz here, Deya, Simon Chavka says a beautiful husband, this Machlek is a very fundamental Chakira in this din of Tosefes Shvius. Right? Midaraisa, Mikra Adin, Shvius starts on Rosh Hashanah. The Tayyaz Mechadosh and Mapasik from Malachim Mesh Misinai, that Shvius starts earlier, that this din of Tosefes Shvius already 30 days before Inala Adu Melachis. 30 days before Shemitah. So what's the pshat of that? Is it the pshat that really the Shemitah year starts on Rosh Hashanah, but there's a new din that you have to refrain from doing certain malachas already 30 days before, similar to the din of Tosefes Shabbos, even though Shabbos doesn't start till later, but we stop doing malachas already earlier. So is it just a isser which is set on certain malachas you can't do before the year of Shemitah actually begins? Or is the pshat that no, maybe what the Torah is really being mechadish is that the Shemitah year begins a month before Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, that is the haschalah of the Shnas HaShvius. That is the haschalah of Shnas HaShemitah. The Shemitah year does not begin on Rosh Hashanah like we thought, but the Torah is being megala that it actually starts 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Elul. That is the beginning of Shnas HaShemitah. So if the pshat is that Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah, but this is a gili that certain malachas are usher before, so then, the Ritva has a good point. You can't get Malkus. There's no Lav over here. The Targum says, B'charish v'katzer teshbais, refrain from charish v'katzer. It's an asay, and there's no reason you should get Malkus for that. But if the pshat is that it's a gilui that the Shnas HaShemitah really extends a month earlier, and Rosh Chodesh Elul is the beginning of the Shnas HaShemitah, that's the beginning of the Shnas HaShvius, so then it's mistabed that you would get Malkus, because what charish v'katzer teshbais is doing, it's being megala that Shemitah started earlier. The Shemitah starts with Rosh Chodesh Elul, and being that on Shemitah there is a lav on Shemitah itself, and now we're being mechadish that the beginning of the Shnas HaShemitah begins on Rosh Chodesh Elul, so it would follow that that Lav would apply to Tosefes Shvius as well, because that is really the beginning of Shnas HaShemitah. So I think that could be the beer in the Machlokes, that Ritva understood that Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah. This is just a gilui that certain malachas are also the month before, so there's only an asay, not a lav. But Taisus understands that this is a gilui that Shnas HaShemitah actually starts a month before. Rosh Chodesh Elul is the beginning of Shnas HaShemitah, and Mimele, the lava mashita would be extended to that zman as well, and that's really mafurish kemat in the lashon of Taisus. If you see how he says it, that's mamash what he's saying. It's a gilui that shmita starts earlier, and I think lefi this, it could be miyasher veikasher v'bikveger. We mentioned Rashan and Daftes, and whoever there says according to Rabbi Kiva, we learn out the din of Tosefes Shabbos from the din of Tosefes Shvius. Just like by Shvius, you have to stop doing certain malachas before. who are done on Shabbos have to stop doing malacha before Shabbos. So, how can you learn from Shvius to Shabbos? On Shvius, not all Lamentas malachas are us, there are only very specific malachas, Zriya and Ketzira v'chulei. Mashenkin on Shabbos, we want to ask all Lamentas malachas before. How do you have a right to learn out from Shemitah to ask all Lamentas malachas on Shabbos if on Shemitah we don't find in this of Lamentas malachas? What do you have a right to learn more than you see by Shemitah itself? And I think Lefi this Hesber of Rabbi Tzal Zolti, it's Miyoshev, because we're not learning out from Shemitah that certain malachas are also before. This is a gilui that any year, any day or year that has Kedusha, the year already starts a little bit earlier than we thought. It starts a month before, Shabbos will start a couple of minutes before. We're extending the Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos just like we're extending the Kedusha Sayyim of Shvius. And just like by Shvius, once you extend Shvius, all the Dina Shvius would apply. When you extend Shabbos, all the Dina Shabbos would apply, whatever that is, and that is all Lamatas Malacha. So it's a giloy that the Yayim HaShabbos starts earlier, and once it starts earlier, Mela would follow, the all Lamatas Malacha would be Aser. That could be a Yeshiv to Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. It seems like Rabbi Kivega understood, not like that. He understood that it's not a giloy that Shabbos and Shvius start earlier, it's just a din, a certain Malachas or Aser already before. And Mela asked the Kasha, how can you bring a Raya from Shvius to Shabbos? But if you learn that it's a giloy that the whole year or the day starts before, then it would be move on. How you can learn out that all Lamatas Malachas are Aser on Shabbos.